Macmillan Audio presents Bring Up the Bodies by Hilary Mantel. Read for you by Ben Miles. Once again to Mary Robertson, after my right hearty commendations and with speed.
Am I not a man like other men? Am I not? Am I not?
Henry VIII to Eustace Chapuis, Imperial Ambassador. Part 1. Falcons. Wiltshire, September 1535. His children are falling from the sky. He watches from horseback, acres of England stretching behind him. They drop, gilt-winged, each with a blood-filled gaze. Grace Cromwell hovers in thin air. She is silent when she takes her prey, silent as she glides to his fist. But the sound she makes then, the rustle of feathers and the creak, the sigh and riffle of pinion, the small cluck-cluck from her throat, these are sounds of recognition, intimate, daughterly, almost disapproving. Her breast is gore-streaked and flesh clings to her claws. Later, Henry will say, "Your girls flew well today." The hawk Anne Cromwell bounces on the glove of Ralph Sadler, who rides by the king in easy conversation. They are tired, the sun is declining, and they ride back to Wolf Hall with the reins slack.